Long Legs director Osgood Perkins says fuck Jeff Bezos when asked if he would helm a James Bond movie. By Paul Bois on March 7, 2025. Director Osgood Perkins, whose independent films Long Legs and The Monkey have made massive sums on relatively small budgets, had some choice words about Amazon head Jeff Bezos when asked if he would direct the next James Bond. During a Reddit AMA hosted by IndieWire, Perkins said fuck Jeff Bezos when asked if he would direct a Bond movie now that Amazon has taken control of the franchise. Are you open to directing a Bond movie / trilogy? If so, who would you cast as your version of Bond? He was asked. No, because fuck Jeff Bezos, he responded. It remains unclear if the comment was politically motivated or if Perkins had misgivings over Amazon taking creative control of the franchise away from longtime producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, who both inherited the intellectual property from their father Albert Cubby Broccoli. As noted by Variety, at least one other director, Edward Berger, All Quiet on the Western Front, Conclave, was rumored to be in talks to helm a Bond film but publicly said he would not take the job if Broccoli has no involvement. Barbara Broccoli is no longer doing it and she is at the heart of this project, so I think it's something different, Berger said. I don't know. Things have changed. We will certainly miss her very much. Berger said that he was fully interested in directing a James Bond movie under Broccoli, but now it's a different equation. I don't know what the future is going to look like. I am going to think about it if anyone calls me, but Barbara is at the heart of this. If she is no longer there, it becomes a different thing, he said. Speaking with the Daily Telegraph recently, actor Timothy Dalton, who played James Bond in The Living Daylights and License to Kill, called the Amazon acquisition sad. It is one of the few wonderful stories we've got in film that is British. The leading character is British. We can call it our own, the actor said. Dalton said Barbara Broccoli had a special touch for the Bond franchise and praised her ability to keep it from becoming standard content. Barbara is one of the best women in the whole world. I think she's fantastic. Around a Bond movie, everyone's got an opinion. That tends to make something less special, but if you keep it to people who know what they're doing and know what they want, then it will sharpen up and be good. Barbara had that, Dalton said. I have no idea what Amazon would do with it. And I have no idea what the relationship of Amazon to the Broccolis will be. But it is a damn fine series of movies. I was watching it when I was young, we all were. It's been part of our lives, so anything that threatens it is kind of sad, he added. As Breitbart News reported in December, the James Bond franchise was placed on hold due to disagreements between Amazon and Barbara Broccoli, the former believing that the franchise should include Marvel-style spin-offs. An idea that Broccoli found so absurd that she reportedly called the studio heads fucking idiots. She also expressed doubts that Amazon, which owns MGM, should be the studio to carry on the franchise, believing that they had been holding it hostage. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.